There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
Will you just sit the feck down? Where is your wine?
I don't know. Carry
You've drunk
on.
It.
That's what Matt, I'm not even having red wine.
Will you just get the
I
red
just
wine?
Just get it and then you can sit down.
Jesus
H. Well, somebody get the red fucking wine.
You be quiet holding your, having your bloody sponge and custard. You're the one that's caused all the hold-ups. Because you wanted sponge and custard.
I don't even drink wine. How can I...
Agnes, will you shut the F up?
I was only saying.
I'm going to wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Are we recording yet?
We are.
Oh, what?
French.
Where are we plugging in now?
I'm plugging in that new heated underwear you can get from Aldi.
Oh, you're boiling up, you are. Oh,
I can't tell whether I've wet myself or not.
Yvette and Glenn.
Podcast 37,
everybody! Yay!
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are we all?
All right. It's been a long time since I saw you.
I know. The last time, I think I remember you lying on the floor and some strange person was gyrating against you, namely Reg Corker.
I was accosted by Reg.
You were.
I quite enjoyed it secretly, but don't tell him that, will you?
All right. Okay,
but yeah, it's the worst attention I've had in ages.
I think him as well.
Oh, it was great. Anyway, we're here in Droylsden. We've got the... Will you stop talking amongst yourselves? When we're on here talking into these microphones, it means that Agnes and Angela do not talk.
We didn't. You never heard a thing, did you?
No, I've not got my headphones on.
It was like a whimper.
I actually thought it was Maggie.
Yeah, I can hear the whispering.
Yeah, but
what do you mean they can't?
You can still hear
the listeners.
The what?
What?
The people. Who are the people?
The watchers.
The watchers.
That sounds a bit sinister, doesn't it?
The hearers.
The hearers.
I'll just say it once then. Do you like my tablecloth?
Yes, but so why are you wearing it?
Ow.
Anyway, as I was trying to say before I was rudely interrupted, we are here in Droylsden, and round the table we have, of course, have Angela, my mother, Agnes, Glenn's mother, and Mary is joining us this evening.
Hello!
That's very loud.
Sorry,
our daughter, obviously Glenneth and myself, and my beautiful husband and just most amazing person in the world, Mr. Carl Beattie.
Hello.
There he is. And Meggy the dog. Maggie the Wonder Dog, Mother's
Maggie
Dog.
Maggie the Wonder Dog.
I know, and a very hideous, I mean lovely, tablecloth.
Very bright.
The best way to describe it, I'd say, is busy.
It is very
which,
busy.
Which Indian restaurant did you take this from? Was it closing down, or did you just...
Funnily enough, that is where I got it from.
No, you didn't.
Excuse me, do you know every part of my life?
I do.
feisty.
There's a lovely Indian restaurant that my friend and I go to quite often, and she's very, very nice. There's only ever us two in.
I've been in there a few times, yes. And I wonder why there's very, not very many people.
Well, she gives,
is that there to sell you
things.
This to make some money?
No, she said, I said, what's a lovely tablecloth? And she said, well, do you like it? And I said, I certainly would. And there we go.
It's actually quite nice.
It's lovely.
Anyway, moving on. Anyway, is everybody all right?
Yes. No. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Let's begin by asking...
How was your day?
In a dramatic break with tradition, not a lot happened.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
so is it boring then?
I feel like I've entered early retirement.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm just watching the hours go by on the clock. I was waiting for the podcast. It was all quiet. Yeah. Yeah. Unshowbiz and uninteresting.
So, wait a minute then. So, we could have got here earlier today then?
Yes, that's a really good
point. Oh, my God.
Here we are at 11 o'clock at night.
I'm going to smack you.
We could have been here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
We could have been.
Yeah. Crikey. Oh, thanks, Angela.
So nothing to report.
No,
I just did a burp. You know when you're talking and a burp comes out at the same time? It just happened. I'm really sorry.
It's all right.
I don't know if you'll hear that on a rewind.
If we didn't, I'll edit aloud a burp in.
Okay.
Could you do one now? Yeah. Next word she says, just okay. A burp.
Hi.
Oh, I can smell the breath on that one.
Smell the red wine there. My mother's spacious. I've been sucking onions.
So most importantly, how was your day?
Yay! My day. Can we have a bit of spooky music?
Oh, yeah. By all means.
Spooky music. Because something very strange happened to me today.
No.
I was in Knutsford, and for those of you who don't know Knutsford, it's a very quaint little...
Cheshire
town, yeah. And the pavements are...
Paved
with gold, I wish. They're very, very tiny, so only one person can walk along them at one at a time. I'm walking along the street, and this woman comes towards me, and we have to pass. And as we pass... This
don't tell me she walked right through you.
No.
Can you imagine?
I'm trying to get a spooky atmosphere going here.
Sorry.
Ooh.
That's done it.
And as we walked past each other, I got a really bad vibe. Like, really bad. And I thought, oh, I don't like you.
Did she have control of the eggs?
What?
Never mind.
I don't understand that.
No, it doesn't matter. Anyway, carry on.
I got it.
I was trying to get a nice vibe going here.
Was it a bad vibe?
Yes, it was a bad...
Did she have the eggs?
What? What are the Easter eggs? It's a bit early for those.
Oh, my God, I need a drink. Am I...
She just burps into the glass.
My tablecloth.
I've spilled so much on this and no one's noticed.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Back to the plot.
Can we have a new...
Ooh.
Turn the lights down.
No.
It's radio. No one's going to know.
Let's pretend Angela has put the lights down.
Yeah.
It sounds like a note rather than a kind of...
Right, OK, look, you've asked us for some help and we've helped you out the best we possibly can.
And this is all the thanks we get.
Yeah.
Back in our faces.
OK.
So do you know what? Ask once more.
Can you just give us a...
No.
OK.
Hang on, let the listeners do it. After three. One, two, three. Well done.
That was good.
Okay, so I walk past this woman on the pavement, and I get a really, really bad vibe, and I'm thinking horrible. Anyway, I go into a chemist for my hemorrhoid cream, and I'm there. Bigs a bunch of grapes. And I'm there in the chemist, and I'm looking at a set. Actually, it was boots. And I'm in boots.
Big as a bunch of boots.
Well, they bloody well are. No, I'm joking. I haven't got any at the moment. No Steve's. Anyway. So I'm there, and I'm looking, and it's quite a big boots, and I'm looking at a particular section. And I'm aware that a person is... She's actually looking at the same thing.
Is this the same woman from the footpath?
Yes. And I felt the same vibe. No, not eggs.
There were no fucking eggs.
There were no eggs.
What?
felt the same.
You're looking face, you're so serious.
Even Agnes is looking quizzically at me with her mouth open, like, what the hell?
She's just pretending to take notes. She can't hear anything.
Hello. I'm trying. Keep getting interrupted. Anyway, it was that bad, the vibe, that I actually had to walk completely away from her and move away and waited until she'd left before I could go back and get what I needed to get.
Did you not follow her?
No, I didn't. Why would you follow her?
To see why.
She could have been a
over at the top of the road.
No, it wasn't like that.
Isn't that slightly illegal just to follow people?
No, it wasn't like that. She was nasty. She had an evil vibe about her.
Was she a bit Nora Batty?
No, not at all. I can't even tell you what it was. It was just a really bad, like she'd done something really bad or was going to do something really bad.
Did your mum not know you were there?
So that was my day.
Did you feel this person was going to steal a tablecloth from an Indian restaurant?
I would have had to have followed her.
Would you really?
Yes, I'm really.
No, you wouldn't.
I've done that before.
You've not.
William and I used to follow people.
Oh, my God. How old was William?
About 20.
How old was he?
That would be about 7 or 8.
That's amazing.
Children, let's follow this random stranger into the toilet.
I didn't say the toilets. You said the toilet. I said Marks and Expensive.
Did anybody else notice her?
No.
How do you know it was a person?
Your day.
Bit of the day.
It was
it's a
bit
different.
Mine. Yeah.
Tell you, always ring us.
Yeah, I will do.
Exactly.
Carl.
Right. Yes.
How was your day?
What did I do today? Oh, no. I was actually very excited today.
How long for? No.
The usual 2 minutes.
All right.
That looks obvious.
Yes. I collect weird stuff.
I'm one of them.
And sometimes I make weird stuff.
Mary.
One of my recent purchases is a piece of a warship called the Colossus.
Oh,
which
yeah.
used to be one of Nelson's ships, and it's been brought up from the bottom of the sea. Not the ship, but the piece. And I had it for a while, and I want to display it. And I've been working on trying to find out a way of displaying this thing. And I just had this idea today.
Yeah.
Curtain pole holders.
Yes.
And I am so chuffed. Not only did I get the curtain pole holders, it fits perfectly. I'm happy.
What part of the ship is it?
It was one of the main nail pieces that would have fixed the outer side to the inner side of the ship.
Right.
Because it was all wood. And the thing is with this one is it kind of shows, because what people used to do is they used to take these out in the old days, used to saw them in half, cut them in half, put them back in,
yeah.
and sell the metal, melt the metal down and sell it. And that's why a lot of the older ships had lots of problems in bad weather, because a lot of it wasn't as secure as they thought it would be.
Right.
And this is potentially has got that, because it's been sawn at one point, although it's all got mollusks and stuff on it. But, yeah.
How old would you say it is?
It's 1782, I think, that it sank.
That's, again, more impressive than my day.
How was your day, Mary?
My day?
Yes.
It was all right. I didn't really do that much. Similar to you, Glenn, to be honest.
Brilliant. Let's move on.
Yeah. Boring. Agnes, how was your day?
Something happened.
Yeah.
Quite early in the morning. I finished my breakfast and I went to the sink to start washing up. And I looked out the window. There was a policeman. I would say, looking underneath my car.
What?
Why?
Yeah.
You've never mentioned this before.
Did I tell you?
No.
I told you.
No.
I said, is there something wrong? Oh, it's just that there's been a really posh Mercedes had been stolen and it had been stopped outside our door. And they couldn't find the tracker. The tracker was stopped just outside our
door. Oh, that they'd thrown the tracker?
Yeah.
Oh. And so they thought it might have gone under your car?
Oh, yes. It's under the car. Right. In the bins outside, over the fences, and
oh, how interesting!
And it's all the fun.
Ah,
you'd have thought though they'd have just knocked on your door and just said, "Just let you know we're looking for this. I'm just going to have a look around your car," so it didn't alarm you.
Yeah,
well, exactly.
Man, because I hadn't been in the front window to see
what
happened.
What was going on? A bit of curtain twitching.
What time in the early hours was it meant to have happened? Did they say?
He didn't say. He just says, in the morning sometimes.
You're normally up till 3 a.m, you are as well, usually.
Well, I know.
Why are you?
You'd be gutted to miss that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
She spends all night staying up, waiting for something exciting to happen. The moment something does, she falls asleep and misses the dance.
Oh, you miss it. You miss it. How was your day, Mother?
The same as yours.
So nothing has happened really to anybody apart from
it's
me having a weird
feeling. It's time of the year,
you,
isn't
and,
it?
And you getting your ship up.
Is that a euphemism?
That's a cause for celebration.
Oh,
I bet you wouldn't let me dock it though, would you?
Carl's raised some wood. It's all good.
I bought Meggie a coat today.
You bought Meggie a coat?
I bought her a little coat today for our walks that we go on, but I have knitted her one.
It's got a coat. Look at it.
No,
it was
no,
born
no, no,
with one.
No. Yes, I know.
Look
but
at it.
So there we go. Everybody's days
Everybody's
are done.
Shall we get Will out of the cupboard then?
Shall we get Ooh, Will out yeah. the cupboard? Come on, Will. Come on out of the cupboard.
Corresponding corner. Another message from another caller. Corresponding caller. Leave a message and we might get back to you.
Yay! It's always nice to know.
It is there all Christmas.
Was he?
All Christmas.
Oh, yeah, we let him out for a little bit, didn't we?
Oh, when he
no,
came
we
to
didn't.
The live
somebody
podcast.
Else to look like him.
Was it?
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought we let him
open.
I thought we let him open the present and shoved him back in. Really
no, we didn't know that's why. Because you remember we said we weren't getting presents.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Bless him.
Bless him.
It's a nice one to come out and say.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the first Correspondence Corner email comes from Michael Davies,
mm-hmm.
who says, "Hi, Glenn, Yvette, Carl, the mums and the dogs." You'll notice I've printed them off on a bigger font so I can read them easier.
Yes.
Under the light that we've switched off.
Yes.
I bumped into Glenn in Manchester the other weekend and gave him some cheesy footballs for you all to try, because we've not opened the cheesy balls yet, you might have noticed.
Of course, yes.
I have managed to save them just for you guys. I love them and have... had several boxes since Christmas. God knows how your donated box survived. And let me know what you think of them. On each podcast, you either say the balls are not cheesy or crunchy enough. These are both, I think, even if the cheese is the stuff that would survive a nuclear attack. Let me know what you think, even if you don't like them. Can I have them back? Michael Davies.
Oh,
so,
let's
Michael, thank you, Michael.
Here we go. So these are the cheesy balls. They don't come in a bag, they come in a tin.
Oh!
KP Cheese footballs, no less.
Right, let's have a
so
go.
So there you go.
Right,
that's quite posh, though, isn't
now
it?
Now, let's yeah. see, first of all, if you can hear a...
There's a silver foil bag within the cylinder.
Very cheesy. Is that your
feet? Wow.
Oh, wow.
Right, I'm about to take...
They look like a Ferrero Rocher without the chocolate around.
They don't look cheesy at all.
Oh, hang on. These have got creamy cheese inside.
Oh, no.
I think they have.
I can't get
them. Let's try one. No, you've got to try it.
So we're going to do a collective munch.
Yes, Agnes.
Angela's gone ahead and just put one in anyway.
Cheese inside. They're very, very nice.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three.
Mm. It's got that weird powdery cheese inside. That's really
oh,
soft.
My God.
It's not something I can sit and eat like you would a bag of crisps. Or...
The ball's like a wafer.
Mm.
And inside
I don't like
it's soft
them.
Cheese.
No.
No, you couldn't open a packet of those, could you?
No.
Do you know what they are?
No.
They're one of those that you're not sure about. I bet you within the next few minutes you're reaching for another...
I think you might be right
like
there.
Twiglets.
What are you thinking, Mr. Beattie? You either absolutely... you love them, don't you?
I love them.
Yeah.
I like them
I love them. You've got great taste.
I don't know what it says about Mary, but as soon as she's eaten that cheesy ball, she's just gone for a spoonful of custard.
Well, thank
you.
Yes, sorry.
No, they're too good for you.
Thank you so very much. What is it, Michael?
Michael, yeah.
Michael, that was so lovely of you to do that.
They are pretty strong flavoured, though, aren't they?
I love them.
Well, I don't think they are strong, but
you should
I'm
go
not.
With your wine.
But they do. That's why they don't taste very strong, because they're nice and pleasant with the wine. Would you two listen to these two while I'm talking now? And now, this is the news at 10.
It's the end of the news at night, and they go, and now it's time for the news where you are, and it should be just
those two
gossiping.
I could be saying something really serious, and all they were talking about was nonsense.
No, just Agnes could take the top off that.
Agnes,
leave your top on.
Yes. Right, hi everyone. This is from Sarah D. Price. Just wanted to thank you all for an awesome night at the live Christmas podcast recording. Me and boy number two had a brilliant time. What made it doubly brilliant was for me sitting on the same table as Greg the cameraman. I love him. And having the opportunity to chat. I'm sitting on the train to Liverpool Lime Street on my way to Walton Neurological Centre for a bit of a procedure. So have, of course, brought you all along with me. The only thing is, I've now listened to every episode 7 times. Episode 37 can't come soon enough. Anyway, hope you're all well. And Angela's no longer feeling depressed. Can't wait for the next one. Now, if you might recall on the last podcast, there you are in a room full of at least 80 to 100 people, and you're sat at the top table on your microphone, you go, I'm a bit depressed.
I can't believe you actually said that. Right at the very beginning of the show.
Our feathering is adequate.
Tar and feather, yeah, that's true. Cut my own fringe today, can you tell?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, at least we make ourselves laugh. This email comes from Will Cowan in Doncaster.
Will who?
Will Cowan.
Cowan? Oh, sorry, we'll let you off.
Good evening, Yvette, Glenn, Carr, Mothers, and everyone in Droylsden.
Hello.
I am fairly new Cheesy Baller, having only discovered the podcast a few months ago, but I have nearly caught up. Currently on podcast 30. Thank you for keeping me laughing on dog walks and long train journeys. Highlights from previous podcasts for me include the phone sex where Glenn called a hotel asking for Bernard and being told to do one, as well as the world-renowned small, medium, and large Reg Corker, who always has me in stitches. The other day, while serving a customer at work on the tills, I could hardly get my words out. That's £8... £45, please. The customer didn't look to have thought anything of it, but all I could think of in my head as this was going on was Miss Tarpley. And I had to try hard to prevent myself from laughing. On the subject of your changing name, my dad told me a story about a friend he has who used to work in the bank. If anyone wanted to change their name, they used to have to go and see him, and he met one person called Jack Shit.
Oh, no! You changed your name!
Of course, he visited to change his name to Norman. It's a true story, apparently.
Norman Shit!
It would make my day if you would wish me luck as I start my new job at Haven as a fun star, which is similar to a butlin's red coat. This is happening next month. Hopefully I'll meet you all sometime in the future. Thank you for all the hilarities. I'm looking forward to listening to many more. Keep them coming. Will in Doncaster.
Will, good luck, Will.
Will, we're thinking of you, sweetheart.
Wish you all the best.
Hey, I've just had a thought. Mary, you'd be good as a Haven fun maker.
You would, wouldn't you?
I'd dropkick all the kids.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be fabulous.
Okay, I could be part. You know, Butlins has that Skyline gang. I'd be one of those.
You would.
Yeah, but darling, just letting you know what you've just said has stopped you ever getting any good job at Butlins or Avon Holidays or anything.
Songs. Still,
yeah, but abusing the children is not.
kicking
them into the pool.
Yeah.
No, I'm good with kids. I'm all right. Really good.
You are very good.
She is very good with children.
There you go.
You are.
This is from Tony Moffat, who says, "Hi everyone. I just want to say I truly enjoyed the live podcast in Widnes in December, and seeing you all was absolutely brilliant entertainment. The feature you do, you change your name, did get me thinking. As I work in a warehouse for Morrison Supermarket, over the years we've had some funny names there. Here are a few. Hope they make you giggle. Alan Keys.
Oh nice. No, you're changing name.
Don Keys.
No.
Ben Dover.
No, that's a classic. Yeah.
Bob Down. Mustafa Dixit.
No, that's it. Is that serious?
Yeah, just in time.
Wait a minute, I need to process this. Mustafa Dixit.
Yes.
That's great, isn't
that is
it?
Good, yeah.
Brilliant. Just in time.
Yeah.
Izzy Brown. Ivan Cockburn. Jack Meoff.
No.
Paul Boners.
Yeah.
Chew Cock.
Who's called Chew?
I'm guessing it was of an Oriental.
Of course, sorry.
Or Paul Nurse or P Nurse. He gets called that a lot. Right. These people are all real and some are still there now, he says.
Wow.
Look forward to seeing you all in 2019, Tony Moffat.
Hi, Tony. You need to tell them to change their name.
No, I think they should keep their names.
Yes, I think so.
Only
too.
For our entertainment value.
Only for
anything.
Our entertainment value. I think they should keep their name.
Happy New Year, guys, says Claire. Hope you're all well and looking forward to what the new year brings. This year, I'm getting married to Patrick. We're both very nervous and very excited at the same time. Any advice, please, Yvette, on how to settle my nerves?
Don't do it.
Drink.
Do you know whenever mum, whenever there's a wedding called, what do you call it, courtage? Is it a courtage?
Yeah.
Or the cars are going past and all that, she just says, it'll never last. You know, everybody's having a lovely day in the park and then the photographs, it'll never last.
I love that old story about how the bride's meant to remember the procedures of going into the church and everything, and they say, well, the first thing you do, obviously, is when you get into the church, you walk up the aisle, and when you get to the top, where the vicar is, it's you're at the altar, and the first thing that will happen after you've just greeted in is have a hymn. So those are the three things to get you started on your wedding day. So sure enough, she gets to the church and walks in, and all she can be heard muttering by all the congregation as she walks up is, aisle, altar, hymn, aisle, altar.
Oh, brilliant.
So there you go, Claire. That's what you need to be saying on your way in.
Yes, I'll alter him. There you go.
Excellent. We've got an email here from Lance Robertson in Florida.
Hooray!
Hello, guys. I'm a new listener from Daytona Beach, Florida, having just recently discovered this terrific podcast. Hearing a comedic side to Yvette and Carl is great, but I'm glad in the moms makes it even better. I am working my way through each podcast episode, and each one is better than the last. By the way, I've recently seen you all on TV here in the States, and keep up the excellent podcasts. From Lance Robertson in Florida. So we've got a new fan in Florida.
Very nice. Thank you, Lance.
Hi to Helen Jeremy. He says, hi, guys. I just want to say a simple thank you for all your hard work and all the stuff you do on social media and the hard work behind the scenes. You're all amazing. Thank you very much. It's always nice just to see that people are appreciating that their work is
done. It is.
Thank you. Thank you for your thank you.
Yeah.
thank you.
Now, this one is... Oh, right. Yeah, this is a good one. This is from Kelsey Cronenberg.
Kelsey Cronenberg.
Sounds like a beer.
No, you don't. You keep that
Kelsey
name.
Cronenberg.
4%.
Cronenberg. Kelsey Cronenberg.
Hi, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, mums, and everyone else who happens to be about. Happy New Year to you all. Your podcasts make me laugh every single time. I did tell myself not to listen to it when I arrived from the ferry in France because I had to drive all the way to Holland and I didn't want to end up driving on the wrong side of the road. It was easier said than done. Not the driving on the wrong side of the road, but trying not to listen to your podcast. Anyway, I might get a few you change your names for you. We had a German teacher at school whose surname was Boink.
Oh my God.
We had another teacher whose surname was in Dutch, which was Vliegen, which translates to flying. She then said that when she had a son, she wanted to name him Setsi, which would sound like in English, see them flying. I think it's all in the pronunciation or something, the translation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Had a bit of a drive around Holland to find some funny place names for you. My mum was born in a place called Stampersgat, which translates to pestle hole.
Oh, do you know? That's a great word for your foo-foo, isn't it?
Pestle hole.
Pestle hole. Ooh, not in my pestle hole now.
Rectum, which I think doesn't need translating.
No, there's someone called Rectum.
Yeah, in Holland. Borenhole, which means farmer's hole. Sexbierum, which I don't think needs translating.
No!
There's another village called Dudestill, which translates to dead silence, and a road named Pooping Corner.
I tell
my family and friends that when they got a cold, you've got to sniff some whiskey, but the looks on their faces was like I was speaking in another language. I'm going to try it myself when I get a cold to see if it works.
Good luck. It does work, but it's painful. I'm going to have some more wine. I'm sorry.
Don't sniff it. Yvette's moved. Anyway, I'm very grateful for what you guys do for the podcast. Thank you very much, Kelsey Cronenberg.
Kelsey!
Thank you, Kelsey.
Thanks for taking us on your travels,
yes,
Kelsey.
Thank you, darling.
Hi to Natasha Keegan, who says, hi, guys. Hope you're all well. I really enjoyed your Christmas show, so please continue to make them. I've attached a photo with a name above, which I think you would like. Now, it's a clip from the television news. It's a police officer being interviewed to camera. Can you look at the caption for his name? I'll give that to Mary. What's it saying?
PC Rob Banks.
You change your name.
What do? You can't make that stuff up, can you?
He must have the P taken out of him at work, surely.
Here's another one from Sharon Crane. Hello, everyone. Many congratulations on reaching over 300,000 podcast listens.
Yeah.
Much deserved.
Yeah!
I thoroughly enjoyed every podcast. I can't pass the crisp aisle without having a chuckle when eye to eye with a cheesy ball. Whilst watching a Channel 5 documentary on bog bodies,
Bog bodies?
Yeah, bog bodies. This
bog,
gentleman
B-O-G?
Was, yeah. This gentleman was sharing his expertise on the subject. You change your name, she says. So can you just read the caption there, Mary? It's on the bottom of the TV screen that she took a photograph of.
Dr. Ned Kelly, former keeper of the Irish Antiques National Museum of
Ned
Ireland.
Kelly.
Ned Kelly. Kelly.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Mary's looking and going, well, who's with Ned Kelly?
Ned Kelly is an... who is he?
He's a
cowboy. Is he a cowboy or a rustler or something?
Australian.
He was a robber, wasn't he?
He was an Australian, yeah. Funnily enough, there was a movie about him and it was Mick Jagger who played him.
Yeah. Mick Jagger played him? I didn't know that.
Yeah, played
did
him.
Did he?
He was famed for sort of getting... he came out of a... And he had like a metal bucket on his head. He basically he made himself a whole suit of armour. So when he came out and he was shooting with the...
Oh, right, he wouldn't get shot.
Yeah.
But
really? Just a famous...
outlaw.
Outlaw,
yeah. Yeah.
Ned Kelly, you would change your name, wouldn't you, if you had the same?
Sharon, you've done something for me tonight that no one has ever done. You've actually proved there is a reason for Channel 5, if it's only for that.
Rob Weston's been in touch with a changing
Hello,
name.
Hello, lovely Rob.
My real-life GP as a kid was called Dr. Jazbeer Bumbra.
No, it wasn't. That's not really kind. Oh, my God.
He's also sent a load of pictures of people with names that should change. So, Mary, would you like to do the honours? What do you see? It's from a yearbook, wouldn't you say?
Mr. Perv's fifth grade.
Mr. Perv?
Mr. Perv.
The teacher.
Oh, you're changing names.
The classroom teacher.
Oh, he doesn't look good, does he?
Yeah.
Mr. Perv.
Oh, no.
And the next one is, again, it's a news clip of a television screen. And sometimes when there's a reporter talking, if they can't have them in vision, there's usually a photograph of the reporter and a caption of who it is. So, Mary, this is for Fox 13, one of the affiliates in the States. And it's the voice of which reporter? Good luck.
Janice Hi Han I Kuku Ayaku Kahu Hi Lee Ahu Naili Lee Hawaii resident.
Yeah, look at
that. Wow.
It's not a reporter, it's a resident somewhere in Hawaii.
Oh,
so they're talking about
God.
So you have a go at that name. That's
God,
a that's the longest surname I've ever seen in my life.
That's almost like the Welsh train station.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Do you know how to say that? Some people
I
do.
I can only say the last bit.
Go on.
Clantisilio go go go.
Yeah.
But I don't know the rest of it.
No,
but it's like if anyone watches Family Guy, there's someone on there, I can't remember what she does, she's really bad, but there's a lady's name on there and the surname is just huge. It's just long. It's
really?
Just, they've even made reference to it within the cartoon. This is Janice Kaihanane Klakai Jakai Halul Ik Ahala Alel.
I don't think we did it any justice there. Go on, Yvette, you have a go on that surname.
It's probably pronounced Smith.
Kanahana akuku akuka akahani hila halihiki hahula huna hanelia.
Do you know what? That sounds pretty good. I'll tell you why. Because do you know what the national fish is of Hawaii?
Go on then.
It's the huma huma nuku nuku apawata.
There you go.
And what you just said there sounded like
there,
it was,
you go,
there
you go, you see. You've just got to know the Hawaiian.
Yeah. Now, here's a business card which has been sent in for an apple shop. The electrical retailer, Apple, from the Pacific Centre somewhere in Vancouver. Who's the specialist who's dealing with the Apple products?
Samsung.
Brilliant.
That's brilliant.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And finally, a former congressman being interviewed on television. And what's his name?
Dick Sweat.
Oh, you change your name!
This is from Michelle Goff in Widnes, who says, Hi, guys. Firstly, thank you so much for a brilliant night at the Anytime Podcast Christmas Live here in sunny Widnes. I needed a good laugh, and you didn't disappoint. Anyway, I saw this, and I immediately thought you'd change your name. Lots of love for the new year. And it's a Facebook profile, and they put a status update of Stop Making Fun of My Name, and her name is...
My cunt. Oh, is it G?
Oh my God, let me see. Oh my God, my cunt is it. Is it itchy? Oh my
it's
God.
Spelt. It's spelt.
Itchy.
So how's it spelt? Yeah.
M A K U N T I Z I C H I.
Oh my word. And what was the other one? Dick Sweat as
Dick
well. Dick Sweat. Can I just
Dick
say.
Sweat, that's why her. What's it, said G?
It is. But the thing is, surely if you're a congressman, somebody. somebody would have said to you, you've got to change it. You cannot seriously be in the public eye, in press, on television, and have a name like Dick Sweat.
Yeah, but his name isn't. His name's Richard Sweat. I've got a really good friend of mine called Richard Head.
You haven't.
I have, yeah. And he... But we all call him Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't. He calls himself Richard. He doesn't call himself Dickhead like him. That's Richard.
Yes, I know Richard Sweat. But he said to them, "How do you want to be known?" And he said, "Dick Sweat."
He's an idiot.
Oh, that's what I'm saying to you.
It's probably the sweat.
Probably the sweat. Yeah, absolutely. But they are fantastic.
They're brilliant, aren't they? All this is have excelled themselves.
I've got a hospital and it's got my name, Agnes Hunt Hospital.
Is it really?
Where's
there
that?
You are.
Well,
yeah. Do you not know that?
No, well, it's like I've said before, you never tell me anything.
Yeah. you know you've got a sister, don't you?
Shit!
Are you sure you've not sort of like had a bit of amnesia and won the lottery and had a hospital built?
Have you ever tried to find out who Agnes Hunt is, apart from yourself?
No.
Because it's
really
somebody.
I'm not that mother, really.
I would. I'd be on the internet going,
yeah.
Mary, get on the internet now and find out. Agnes Hunt Hospital. Who's it named it after? There you go. That,
and I'll read out this next email.
Make sure you spell it properly, otherwise you Google and you get that porn.
Yeah.
Years ago.
An email from Kerry Lloyd says, "Hello everyone, absolutely love the live Christmas podcast and the audience participation. Keep up the good work, keeping the nation laughing. Take a look at the photo I took on a supermarket shelf displaying Ladies Monthly Outage products. Here appears to be a new alternative to Pantone." Shit. Here's a new, I've not even been drinking.
Pantones? What are Pantones?
I don't know.
That's it. It's a whole new...
Pantones. It's a better word, isn't it?
It's a better word. Have you got some Pantones in your bag?
Sounds like shampoo, actually, doesn't it?
Pantones. I haven't got any Pantones. Have you got a spare?
Oh, yeah, I've got one in.
I've got one in.
I tried to spoonerise panty mattresses was the next word she's got here.
Panty mattresses?
Here appears to be a new alternative to tampons and panty mattresses. They're called Lily Cups by Intermina. It would appear you stick them up your faff and pull them out when they're full.
I know.
They are reusable.
Yes, they're called another make is Moon Cups.
Moon Cups. All right. Well, she says, "I wondered what Yvette, Angela and Agnes thought to this new take on an ancient problem."
I wanted Mary to give us a bit of a try because I'm all withered and withered away and all dried up. I'm like an old leaf.
Stick one of those up your faff, Mary.
You know she says an age-old problem.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem.
No, I've never had that problem with you.
Right, we're all talking at once because we're all excited. So basically what you do is you take this plastic cup thing. It looks like a sort of...
It looks massive.
Plastic, well...
It's like the size of a bucket.
I'll just fit that.
Just stick it in with an oven glove.
The perfect starter cup, it says here. So it basically
supposed to stop.
Yes, all right. You stick it up like a Tampax, right? Mm. And it sits there in your cervix.
You have to put one leg on the side of the back.
Yeah,
and then
you
go skiing straight afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. roller skating, and basically the blood goes into the cup, goes into that cup there, and it collects.
Does it bang around on your thighs? Is it hanging from a chain?
I don't get that. How big is the cup? Is it like a pie?
So that picture looks like the size of a bucket.
It'll be about that size, and then you know, sort of a couple of inches tall, and then why is that ridiculous?
Well, why change?
Yes,
things.
But people thought that about the old Tampax, didn't they?
Yes, what's and
that?
You must recall at Christmas time,
what
they
do you
said
mean,
they replaced
that?
The string with their tinsel, didn't they? They said it was just for the festive period.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Oh, that was quite good. No, I want that to be bad, but it was good.
Anyway, Mary, I think you should, on your next escapade, you should try out a moon cup or one of these.
Not trying.
Yeah,
moon
go on, and then you know can
what,
tell
for science,
us
for science.
For science.
Come on here,
science. Exactly. We're all dried up with it old leaves.
Did anybody see Loose Women today? It was on about a period party. Have you ever heard it?
Things you never expect your mother to say.
American, of course, it was American.
Sorry, what does that... What everybody gets together when they're on the period? When you first start your period.
It's a natural fucking occurrence. What do you need a party for it for fuck's sake?
You know what, though? There was a story about a girl who got really jealous of her friends, so she used red nail polish to paint that she had a period. So the mum actually went, I can tell that it's nail polish. So she then threw a period party, and all of her friends came in, and they had like a period cake, and like her relatives came in and said, you're finally a woman. But it was all made up by the mum because she wanted to get back at the girl for lying about a period. So.
How stupid. I've never
had a period party. They don't let us have a wanking party.
I was just going to say the same thing.
No, when you first you're all hang on hard on, let's have a wanking party with my mates and my parents.
Bring gifts. Like toilet roll holder.
Yeah. Just bring me a fucking toilet roll and a penthouse and I'm fine. Or a case catalog.
Or a sock. When you put the sock on the end of your penis and then you when it comes out, it collects in the sock.
But people do use condiments like mayonnaise and peanut butter as well. I saw a picture.
Just for what?
To stick the junk in it.
Custard?
No. Dear Yvette, Glenn, the mothers, kids and dogs, I have recently discovered your fantastic podcast and have, like others before me, been binge listening for the past 10 days or so in order to catch up. I have now got to podcast 32, but I am now dreading catching up completely as I have become totally addicted to them. I've also noticed that you've not yet added a new one this year so far, and I'm really hoping that you have not decided to stop making them. I know that you are busy people, but they do make many people so happy. Please, please, please continue. I also wanted to mention that I, like you, Yvette, am addicted to Vicks Sinex nasal spray. You are not alone.
Oh my God, you've got to give it up, girl. Give it up. Oh dear.
That's what I said to you on our third date.
Dude. Now, what you've got to do is, sorry, I'm interrupting
you. That's fine.
What she has to do is she has to go online and look up a company called Rhinostat, which is what we have to do. R-H-I-N-O-STAT. And it's the only thing that will get you out of the cycle of sticking Vicks Sinex nasal spray or Otrivine up your moon cup. You need to. Honestly, it works a treat. I need to buy some new ones, a new lot, because I had a cold and I needed the Vicks Sinex, and I started the whole cycle started again. And for I think it's 3-4 years I've been using it. Just one squirt each night. And I can sleep. If I don't have it, I cannot breathe. It's horrendous.
Oh, crikey. Okay. There's some sound advice. Consumer advice there.
Consumer advice. Yeah. Rhinostat. It's an American company.
We have turned into that silly show with those really annoying women.
No, we haven't, because we're nice.
I also really want to mention that I got one of those MIDI systems to play my old vinyl on, and was given a connectable USB version as a present, because we were talking on a previous podcast about playing your old records into a computer through a USB connection. Not being ungrateful, but it's so much hassle to get it to play on something. I have to plug mine into the television to get it to play.
Oh God!
And I just don't bother because it's too much faff. What kind of faff are we talking now? That's the question. I mentioned getting a MIDI system to my hubby, and he flatly refused. Anyway, please don't stop the podcast. From Joe Brown from Bracknell in Royal Berkshire.
Well, I just want to say Joe Brown's husband. Now pause it, Joe, and get your husband, put the earphones in or make it so he can hear it. Joe Brown's husband, whatever your name is, get a MIDI system.
Yeah, don't be a tight get.
Don't be a tight bugger.
There you go.
I think that's wrong. Do you know in Bracknell, that's where I always used to go when I was a young man. That's where we used to go nightclubbing in Bracknell.
Did you? Yeah. Did you pull?
Did you wear pink lipstick?
Yeah, I could never get a girlfriend, so I used to have to go home and pull.
Did you pull? Did you pull then? Did you pull
when your mum said, if you're not in bed by midnight, go home.
Did you pull in Bracknell?
You were the only lady I've ever been with. You're the only lady I ever pulled in my entire life.
Oh, that's nice.
Hi to Peter and Carly Balsamino.
Oh, most wanted experienced team members.
Well, we have a guest for the mystery sound. But I will mention it later with the other guesses.
Can I also just say to Peter as well, I feel awful. I feel really bad. I don't know. You know when we do most wanted experience, for those people that don't know what most wanted experience is, it's a chance for everybody to choose a haunted location around Great Britain and spend the evening with us, and we...
experience the same stuff we get on the show.
Show. So we're investigating the paranormal. Anyway, one of the team leaders is Peter.
Yes.
And he very kindly gave me a stereo system because of our conversation about...
Was it a MIDI system?
It was a MIDI system.
Well, it's kind of a bit bigger than that, isn't it?
It is.
It's proper old-fashioned.
It is. Oh, and can I just say, I've got it in the cellar and it's up and working and
brilliant,
I'm
isn't it?
Boogieing around. And I feel awful because we were at Ruthin Castle.
Yeah.
And because I don't know everybody's... I'm rubbish with faces and names and I can't connect the two.
Yeah.
And he was there, but Mary told me afterwards, no, that's Peter. Oh, and I feel awful because he's given me this present, but he must have thought, rude cow. Because I went past and I never said thank you for the thing because I didn't connect the face with the name.
Right.
So,
Peter
if you listen... Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Keep up the great work. Oh, by the way, we thought we'd finish off with a short poem that reminds us of Watson, he says.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Walking. Oh, a dog has passed by here. It's been and walked on through. I can say this without doubt, old chum, as I've just stepped in its poo.
Yay! Yeah, very nice.
Love you all. Thank you very much, Peter and Carly. So we will be getting on to the Mystery Sound very soon. Hey to the whole podcast team. At last, I've plucked up the courage to email in after listening to 36 podcasts back to back and literally wetting myself in the process. I will probably die if you read this out. I'm always outside putting some graft on the exercise front with my ears in, so hopefully I might hear my email. I know you appreciate a little puzzle to solve whilst enjoying the wine, the fingers and the cheesy balls, so here goes.
Okay.
Question. In the olden days, a man rode into town on his horse. He arrived on Monday, spent 6 days in town and left on Friday. How was this possible?
A horse was called Monday.
You're close.
Say it again.
Okay, a horse was called Friday.
Yes.
You better say it, just say it so I
in
get
in the
it.
Olden days, a man rode into town on his horse. He arrived on Monday, went 6 days into town and left on Friday. How was this possible? Friday was the name of his horse.
Yeah, but hang on, that doesn't make sense.
He arrived on Monday, which is the day of the week.
Yeah.
Which is the horse.
He spent 6 days in town and left on Friday, which is the name of the horse.
He left on his horse called Friday.
Yeah, but he arrived on Monday.
No, that was the day he arrived on.
Yeah, well, he
but he was
on
with.
Monday.
He arrived on Monday on Friday. If you're going to be really technical about it.
Oh, okay.
He spent 6 days.
All right. Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway. On a side note, if you ever consider recording a podcast at someone's house, you're more than welcome to mine in West Yorkshire. Not blow my own trumpet, but I have more than enough space in my kitchen for you all and all your equipment. I'm a top baker, and I can attend all drinks and snack requirements. I would love to have you all here. Roland Podcast 37, Amanda Pepper.
Right, Amanda,
we're coming over.
That's
it. Change your name, really.
Hi to Catherine Pritchard from Wrexham. She likes it up the Wrexham. hello. Just had to contact you. We met Carl and Yvette at Ruthin Castle recently and witnessed firsthand how lovely you all are. Truly salt of the earth. These podcasts have kept me company on long, very emotional journeys, and they always manage to put a smile on my face. Please keep recording them. Yvette's Welsh accents got me thinking. One Welsh word isn't enough. So I thought a vital couple of words to learn could be cheesy balls.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So, cheesy balls, it's spelt P-E-L-I.
Let me have a look.
Yeah. And underneath is a description of how to pronounce it. Let's have a look at that. You do that whilst I'm munching to my delicious cake and custard supplied by Angela. Now.
Pear.
I've had two helpings.
Pearly cow's lid.
Sorry?
Okay. Pearly cow's lid.
That's what cheesy balls is in Welsh.
Yeah. Pearly cow's lid.
I'm loving the Welsh accent.
I fancy some pearly cow's lid.
What's a curding?
What's a curding? Pearly cow's lid. That's what I said. No, don't say that. Don't say that.
What is
very rude. Never mind.
What is it?
Clackaibant.
Clackaibant?
No. Why are you saying it when I've told you not to say it? It's very rude.
Shh. What is it?
It's just rude in Welsh. It just means F you or F whatever.
Does it?
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Catherine. No, it's not very nice at all.
Yeah, thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
What is it? You've forgotten it already, haven't you?
Yes.
Pelly cow's lid.
Pelly cow pat. There you go. I'm going to open these now.
Yes, now, yeah, open up the treats.
Now, these are... Normally would have a finger... Nobody would have a finger.
Well, I have brought fingers.
Did you?
Yes.
Ooh,
would you like a finger?
Oh, I love a finger! Oh, are they hard?
I should think so. I only bought them today.
I was going to say, because I do like them in the fridge.
The supermarket tried to dupe me on the price today. On the shelf, they were on for £1. And I got to the checkout. They went, that's £2.49, please. Oh, they said they were £1 on the shelf. Oh, you're right. What shall I do, Sandra? She said to her boss. Charge him £1 if it's what it says on the shelf.
Which supermarket? Well, let's name and shame.
It was Sainsbury's.
Ooh. But at least they honoured it.
Yes, they did, yeah.
sold the scene.
Sandra!
What shall I know, Sandra?
These are soft.
Oh, we do like a bit of soft. Sandra.
Let's call the next dog Sandra.
I'm going to dip a finger into my
custard.
You're
already thinking about this one, darling?
Hang on a minute, it's our bloody finger here. Get off.
That's so rude. Have you tried a finger in custard?
I had one this morning.
Did you? It comes out looking like that.
I had a finger this morning.
How are your bounty biscuit bars?
Oh, these are nice.
Now, before we move on to the excitement of shit jokes, shall we phone Bernard?
Mm. Yes.
Let's call.
Let's call.
Let's call.
Let's call.
Let's call.
Bernard.
Bum.
Hello.
Bernard!
Long time no phone.
Hey!
How are you, me old trout?
I'm very good, thank you.
What's occurring?
Not a lot. We're all heading towards the wedding at the moment, getting all things ready for our eldest lad's wedding.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so it's all booking this, and is that done, and how the hell are we going to pay for that, and all that, you know, all the usual things.
I thought it was always the bride's parents are supposed to pay. Is that another tradition we've lost?
Oh, yeah, that's completely gone out the window now. Anybody that's got any money is putting something towards this wedding.
Well, that'll serve you well, Carl, when Mary gets married. You to... oh, yeah. Sorry, what was I thinking?
I've got Mary sorted. She's marrying one of the members of White
no,
Eskimo.
She's not.
Yes,
she's
she is.
Married,
she's married,
married
Marcus.
No, they've got, Marcus? To get,
no. Yes.
They've got to get through me. They've got to get through me first, and there is no one going to ever, ever be good enough for my daughter, so that's why she's going to be single for the rest of her life.
Hang on, Bernard...
Yes.
How many sons do you have?
We have two.
Is one of them fit?
One of them is absolutely drop dead gorgeous.
Oh.
The problem is he's 10.
Oh. Oh, no.
You have to wait a few years.
Damn it.
How are you, Bernard? Have you had anything up your bum recently?
They usually happen when we're in a hotel room, and we've got a few hotel visits coming up over the next few weeks. So watch this space.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah. Well, yeah, watch a particular space.
I actually said that twice. When I met you at the Christmas podcast, I actually did have a close look at your posterior.
Yeah, there's plenty of room there, isn't there?
No, I was actually watching you as you shimmied across the dance floor to get your pint or whatever it was, and I thought, wow, there have been some things up that arse.
He's aiming for a coconut
It's
next.
The way I walk, isn't it? It's got that swagger like John Wayne.
It is. Either he's got hemorrhoids or there is a coconut up there. What's going on?
So when's the wedding?
When's the wedding? It's the 1st of March.
Oh, fantastic.
Ooh, that's
so
close.
only a few days away now.
Angela's just said, I thought Bernard was married. This is his son getting married.
Not the 10-year-old.
Not the 10-year-old, the other one.
The one who's older. He's a few years ago, yeah.
So
we'll just get over the shock of this one, and then that one will come along, no doubt.
So are you getting on with the in-laws?
Oh, the in-laws are all right, yeah, they're really good.
Are they?
We got on really well.
Are they any members of the family of the other side that you just think, oh, for God's sake? You don't have to say who it is.
Only the daughter-in-law. No, I shouldn't say that because she does listen to this podcast. So I retract that immediately.
Well, why have you said that then?
He's only
comic
serious.
Value and nothing else.
Because you're thinking, if it cancels now, you could save a shitload of money.
No, I just lose it all now because it's already gone.
Oh. Well, we should be thinking
yeah,
of you.
If I'd have said it a few months ago, I would have been quids in.
Oh, we should be thinking of you on the 1st of March, Bernard.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Yvette. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's great. I'm bored now. Have a lovely time.
Speak to you soon.
Bye, Bernard. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you know what? Bernard always sounds kind of up.
Yeah, he's always a buoyant kind of person.
He's a very
isn't he?
Nice
buoyant
chap.
Bernard. He's like that all the time. Yeah,
he's a very nice man. You.
The first time we phoned him, we didn't know he was going to be on the radio, and he was like that.
Yep, exactly.
He was.
Yeah, so he's always been like that.
He certainly was.
And now it's time for the excitement, which is shit jokes.
Oh, for God's sake!
I like his shit jokes.
They're not.
I think they're funny.
They're not mine though. These are the ones that everybody has sent in. Yeah.
Mary thinks you're hilarious.
Good for her.
It's brilliant. He's not my mentor of shit jokes.
I think they're very good jokes.
Go on then.
Right.
Shit jokes. Shit jokes. Two drivers round the bend. Shit jokes. Shit jokes. They can't be worse than Glenn's.
Here comes a message from Paul and Sarah Oxley. They say, "Hi gang. My wife was laughing at a joke off the TV last night, so I thought I would share. Which bees produce milk?" Anyone?
No.
Boobies.
I'm laughing at Mary, I'm not laughing at the joke.
You better not laugh at the joke.
That's going to tickle me.
They said it made them chuckle. Made Mary chuckle as well. Annalise has been in touch with lots of gags. Happy New Year, everyone, she says. There's nothing quite as satisfying as having a pee in the bath water, especially when you're only running it for the wife.
Oh God! No, I get that.
No, it's not funny. Carl's laughing. Carl's laughing.
No, he's done it. I'm smiling. Yeah. That wasn't a laugh. That was like.
I hate eating Italian dinners alone. It can be cannelloni.
Oh, God.
A bit of a pun.
Sake. Slap me now.
Despite my dyslexia, I've managed to qualify as a barrister. I start at Starbucks next week.
I know, I understand what it is. It's just not funny.
New Year's resolution is going well. I've now gone over a week without making any cheap innuendos. Touch wood. And lastly, here's what you can all have a bash at and Agnes can adjudicate. If you want to say Spice Girls in a Scottish accent, just say Space Ghettos in an American accent.
Space Ghettos.
Yeah. Give that to the microphone.
Space Ghettos.
I don't... No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that Space Ghettos in American accent sounds like Spice Girls in a Scottish accent.
No, it doesn't.
Space Ghettos.
Yeah, no, it does. It does.
Actually,
you know what? Yeah, a little bit. Kind of thing.
No, you're
doing it in a Scottish accent.
Obviously, but Space Ghettos.
Yeah,
that's
no, I'm getting that.
It's like the beer can thing.
Yeah, it's Jamaican.
It's the bacon. Rob Weston supplied a few shit jokes.
Oh, I'm very upset with Rob.
If only you could see Yvette with her head in her hands right now.
God, I used to think a lot of you, Rob.
How does Moses make his tea? He brews it.
Get it? Steve.
He says, "I'm serious. That is really how he does it."
Brilliant.
Got it.
A bloke on a tractor has just driven past me shouting, "The end of the world is nigh." I think it was Farmageddon.
Oh, I like that one.
How to work out your twat name. Take your first name and replace it with Piers, and now take your surname and replace it with Morgan.
That's good. That is good.
A huge thank you to my neighbour for allowing me to borrow her large sheet of plastic covering. Ta, Pauline! That's not even moving. Justice has been served. There's been some lad called Cal going around breaking into people's houses near me for months, but the police can't catch him. The weirdest thing about it all is he was breaking into people's houses and ruining their washing machines by putting bricks in them and turning them on whilst helping himself to whatever he wanted. Really weird, if you ask me. Anyway, just read that he was found dead in an alleyway. It's never nice hearing of someone's death, but looking on the bright side, washing machines will live longer with Cal gone. That's a really long-winded way of getting
them. You actually did make a little bit of that.
That's a good fork.
You've got him out. You've got it.
She's smiling.
Oh, my God. No, it's the length of the joke that eventually gets you to the shit punchline.
Got beaten up by 6 dwarves yesterday. Not happy. In Iran, everyone's scared of spiders. But in Iraq, no phobia.
Oh, my God.
A dog was drowning around Hay Park Lake. Luckily, a German man walked past and pulled it from the water to try and save it. I asked the man, "Are you a vet?" The German man replied, "Am I a vet? I'm fucking soaking." from Rob Weston.
Oh my God, they were good, Rob Weston, but just sad.
And hi to Nikki Perman, who says, "Hi, Glenn, Yvette, Carl, and the mums. Hope you're all well and a great Christmas and New Year. I've finally caught up with the episodes of the podcast, and I'm now eagerly awaiting the new episode. Was pleasantly surprised to hear my email last read out on the show. Here's a bad joke for you all. I'm thinking of writing a book about falling down the stairs. It won't be a book as such, more of a step-by-step guide." Nikki Perman.
Nikki, I'm disappointed.
Oh, my God.
Mary's laughed at all of that.
She loves shit jokes, but...
Agnes is laughing away.
What gets me is, because I'm not reacting to it, Mary's doing these hand gestures like she's trying to tell me...
That's funny.
...to make me understand, because she thinks I don't understand what the jokes mean, and I do.
I've got a really shit joke.
Oh, go on, let's hear it.
A guy's got his business, and he's not very happy because he needs to lose someone from his office.
Right.
So he thinks, the last two people in, I need to get rid of one of those. So he's going to watch them through the day and see who's the best. Bloke's called Jack and a girl's called Jill.
Right.
So anyway, he goes in and he sees Jack, watches Jack, and thinks, I'll get it at 6:30. He gets there at 6:30 in the morning. Jack's already there. Already there.
Yeah.
He watches him. Doesn't stop. He doesn't stop. Comes the morning tea break. Works right the way through it. Comes for his lunch. 10-minute break he has. Soon as he has his break, back to work again. He leaves at 9 o'clock that night.
Wow.
Brilliant. So the next day, he thinks, I'll have a look at Jill, see what she's up to. He gets there at 6:30 in the morning. No Jill. 9 o'clock. No Jill. 11 o'clock. She comes in. Looking awful. Like she's still been out on the razz all night.
Right.
She sits down, gets on her phone, has a cup of coffee, does nothing. Then he goes to lunch break. 3-hour lunch break. She gets back, has another phone call, turns the computers off and goes home early. And he thinks, right, I made my decision. So the next day he says to Jill, Jill, you've got to come in my office. So she's sitting there opposite him and she says, look. He said, we've had some problems. I've watched the people. And he said, and as it stands, I've either got to lay you or jack off. And she said, you better jack off because I'm tired.
Oh, God. I just wasted 5 minutes of my life. Can we edit that out? Shite.
Come on, that wasn't bad.
It was really bad, and people at home are sort of throwing themselves on knives. You know. Shit.
He's staying in for that reaction.
No! You've got a shit jokes. I hate them. Stop sending them in.
You asked for them.
I regret it.
Keep sending them, please. Hello at anytimepodcast.co.uk. It's now time for What's That Noise?
Yay! What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Is it a seagull slapping its feet? From Laura in Pembrokeshire.
Shall we listen to it first?
Yes.
Ooh.
Wait, hang on a minute. Didn't you say it's something to do with the bathroom?
Yes.
Right, so that's that clue out the window then.
Unless there's a seagull trapped
in
the bathroom.
Right, do you have a pet seagull in the bathroom? No. Well, I can't say I've seen one.
No.
Right, it's not that then, Laura.
No, sorry, Laura.
Debbie Layton says, hello, everyone. Is the mystery sound the boiler tank kicking in to heat the water or radiators or maybe some sort of aircon?
Wow, but no, sorry.
Sorry, Debbie. Nikki Pearman says, is the mystery sound someone washing their hands with soap or maybe using their hands with shower gel to have a wash?
No, sorry.
Hi to Becky, says hello from your favourite regular pink-haired scouser. Fantastic night at the Christmas Live podcast, sending this from there right now. Simone said, is it the extractor fan in a bathroom?
No.
Hi, everyone. Is it Yvette having a shake after a wee as she's run out of toilet paper? From Sue Boykes in Kent.
Oh, Sue Boykes! No, I'm afraid it's not. If I shake after that, it sounds like, well, Big Ben going off, really. Gang, gang, gang.
It sounds like Godzilla attacking Japan.
Yeah.
Hi to Lisa Rose in Gloucestershire. Hello, is it a woodpecker? I know you said the noise was from a bathroom, but perhaps the woodpecker was outside the window.
Yeah, no.
In the same way it could have been a seagull slapping its feet, I guess. Yeah. No, it's not that then. And Rob Weston's back in again. He says, is it either someone being tossed, either in the bath or in a denture cup?
What's a denture cup when it's a herb? What the hell?
Somewhere to aim. Or a sock. Or is it or is it one of the ladies trying to get a nipple out of the plug hole? Is it any of those?
No!
It should be, though, shouldn't it? I did think it sounded like a rubber ball on an elastic tied to a bat like we used to have as kids, but yeah. I can't even see Glenn playing with that in the bath.
No.
Hi, all. I was listening to the Christmas podcast the other day and heard What's That Noise, and it had me intrigued. I'm still a bit clueless as to what it might be, but I'm sure I heard Carl in the background towards the end say, "It really, really happened." You did, didn't you, when we were playing the sound effects out? You said it in a shameful tone, Carl, so I'll just come out with it. That wasn't Carl slapping a part of his anatomy from side to side in the shower, was it?
No, it wouldn't make a loud noise like that if it was.
Come on, long flaps, just leave it out.
No, none of that, I'm afraid.
It's from Adam, by the way. He says, I say this because apparently when I was about three, I used to run into the living room stark as doing exactly that to my mother's horror when she had the Jehovah's Witnesses visiting.
Oh, nice!
I'm pleased to say I don't do this anymore at the age of 37.
I would
sure
hope
the consequences
not.
Would be a lot more drastic.
Yeah, but if Jehovah's Witnesses were around, that would even be funnier.
And if you did, can you film it and send it to us, please? Yeah.
My second guess is that it's Yvette, to which I don't really have a... any words if I'm correct.
What? Say that again.
It's you doing the same thing.
With my huge flaps? No, I don't think so.
Peter and Carly are back on again. Yay! It's been a while since we've written, so thought it's about time. Mystery sound. Carly thinks it's a click-clack plug waste. And I think it's the sound of Carl windmilling, which is pretty much what's just been described.
Which is, yeah.
I do hope it's the former. I hear Carl might have had someone's eye out.
So, yes, we'll have to roll it on to the next podcast because no one has got it.
Do you want to give another clue out?
Yes, I think we should. Yeah. Let's listen to it once more.
I'm beyond ideas.
Well, I'll give you a clue. It involves a hairbrush.
Now, we had the fun of Play Your Cards Right at the Christmas podcast, and we can't do that tonight, so I've got the next best thing.
Okay.
Play Your Cross Lines Right.
Oh, what's this?
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to phone up businesses who have the same name and phone them at the same time, so obviously when they answer with their own name to the other venue, a bit of confusion ensues.
I like that.
So how long will they stay on the lines to each other before they're hanging up?
Go.
So let's pair everybody up. So we'll have Carl and Yvette versus the mothers and Mary for guessing the times. So you say for 30 seconds. Yeah. What about mothers and Mary?
Oh, quite a while, I think.
So higher than 30 seconds, which is what...
Yeah,
you say?
I would say 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You say higher than 30 seconds.
I was going to say a minute.
Okay, let's find out. It's a pub. Pub number one.
Good afternoon, Red Lion. Charlene speaking.
Good afternoon, the Red Lion.
Hello there, Charlene speaking.
Hello.
Hello, can you not hear me? It's Charlene from the Red Lion speaking.
This is the Red Lion. You've just rang here.
You want it? Bye-bye.
Oh, we won!
You did. That was 25 seconds.
Yeah.
Two red lions there. So the next question to you then is two king's heads, higher or lower than 25 seconds?
Ooh.
You'll get first dibs because you won the first round.
You're better at this than I am because obviously if I get it wrong, you won't speak to me.
Higher than 25 seconds.
So that means you're going to have to go lower then, aren't you?
I'll say 24 seconds.
This is, and we start timing after they pick up. So here you go. King's heads.
Hello, King's Head. You've just rang here?
Yeah, you've just rang me.
Oh, no, this is the King's Head pub.
This is the King's Head pub.
You've just rang our pub.
I don't know what you mean, love.
I don't know what you mean, love.
Did you do? Yeah, you did.
Mums and Mary win that round at 19 seconds.
That was good.
It's stalemate, one apiece, so this is a decider for Play Your Cross Lines Right. Pub called The Railway. So the Mums and Mary, how long?
Longer.
Oh, you're going longer.
Give us a time.
Well, more than 30. Well,
30 seconds. Yeah. Okay, that means so higher or lower than 30?
30. Lower.
Lower than 30. Okay, so this is two pubs called The Railway. Random railways in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Good afternoon, Railway.
Good afternoon, Railway. Hello?
And you put the phone down.
Hello?
Hello, the Railway.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how can I help?
Sorry, you called us?
Sorry?
You called us?
Who's here?
There they go.
Oh, what was that?
30,
that was bang on 30 seconds.
Tiebreaker, tiebreaker.
There you go. No, that was it. That was it. You won it.
So how have you done that? Just programmed in?
No, I had to be really quick at dialing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was so good.
That is brilliant. Well
done. Do you notice how there's more women answering the phone than there are men?
There you go. So that was Play Your Crossover.
Very good. Yay! Can we do more of that, please?
We will do it next time. I've got access to a radio studio.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good. That would be really, really good.
There you go. So that was great.
That fella's house in Yorkshire, can't you?
He was what?
What?
No, nothing.
What is she talking about?
How much wine have you had?
I know. She just goes off at a tangent, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah.
Now, can you hear a car arrive?
It's been so long.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Oh, wow. Here they are. Yeah.
The Adventures of Mephistopheles and Dr. Driscoll.
Last time we left you pondering, oming and ahhing at a murder in a spa hotel. To cut to the chase, Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll solved the murder of the receptionist and received a 3-year supply of athlete's foot cream. The murderer was her jealous lesbian lover who absconded with the masseuse Vanya. I digress. This evening, we find Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll at it in Dr. Driscoll's secret laboratory.
There you go, Dr. Driscoll. The toilet seems to be clear now. Whatever have you been putting down there?
Well, I've been putting nothing down there, Miss Tarpley. Well, certainly nothing that shouldn't be dropped down there. Tea? Scone?
I thought you'd never ask. Pumping away does get one rather... vexed.
There you are, Miss Tarpley. Just as you like it. Lots of cream and a strong brown scent.
Oh, Dr. Driscoll. Are you all right? You've gone a whiter shade of pale. Not now!
Is that me?
No. Not now! This is all about me, love.
It is. I'm leaving that in.
Okay. Let's get back. Not now! Dr. Driscoll, I'm very worried. You look very sweaty and greyer than normal. Whatever is the matter?
Miss Tarpley, I'm afraid... Well, I think I've been poisoned!
Oh, Dr. Driscoll! Dr. Driscoll! Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you?
I believe, my good woman, I'm dying.
As Dr. Driscoll lays in Miss Tarpley's plump and dimpled arms, Miss Tarpley notices a dark shadow flit across the window. Someone, it seems, was outside. Who? The murderer?
Hello? Ambulance service.
Get in quickly, my man. It's my friend, Dr. Driscoll. He's going down on me, and he won't come off for air. You have to come over and help him. Oh, Dr. Driscoll, can't hear me, but you must get better so we can find the dastardly person who poisoned you. I don't know what I would do without you, you see. I love you.
What was that? Did you speak, Miss Tarpley? And where the devil am I?
Oh, Douglas! Dr. Driscoll, you're back! I never said a word. Now let's get you better so we can solve the mystery of the scone murderer. Nurse, the screens!
Join us next time when we find out who wanted our fearless crime fighters dead. Only in Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's scone mystery. No scones were heard during the making of this play.
Marvellous!
There we are. It just leaves one last thing to occur now as they drive off into the distance in their old-fashioned Austin chummy car.
Yes.
And that would be the arrival of a certain small, medium or large.
Did anyone invite him?
We always ask this question. I saw on Twitter that he was coming because I actually retweeted it.
And I replied as well.
Yes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So he'd be here.
What did you say?
I can't remember now, to be honest. I've slept since
then.
Did
you look forward to it?
I think he was moaning and complaining that he had to be here, if the truth be told.
Hang on.
Oh, hang on.
I can hear the screech of a car.
One car leaves, another one arrives.
Oh. Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Why does a man keep bothering me? I can't get a peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Rich. Rich Conker, shut the fuck up.
I'm keeping your boots with me so you can't fucking go anywhere. Learn to drive, you little shit. Fucking shit. Fucking ain't little people with one leg shorter than the other. Fucking look stupid anyway.
Hello,
Rich. Shut the fuck up. Stop that now. Stop it. I'm not fucking ready. I've just got in here and sat down. As soon as you come here, do you fucking start? No, you don't. You sit down, you have your bottle of wine and get yourself in the mood.
In the what?
In the mood. Oh, no one's offered me a cup of coffee, nothing.
Would I you see like a cup of...
Look, what the fuck is that? Looks like your mum's tits. They're flat and fucking... Look, they're lifeless.
How would you know what Angela's tits look like?
Exactly, they're bounty cookies.
Because I'm fucking psychic, oh, you yeah, dozy course, cock. Yeah. Right. Right, look, I need to just relax a bit. Right, I'm relaxing.
How are you, Reg?
Shut the fuck up. I've just sat down and I'm relaxing. Right, sorry. Now. Right, start recording. 3, 2, 1.
We're recording.
We're recording now, Reg.
No, right. I just said start recording, 3, 2, 1. You're supposed to be welcoming me here. Because let's face it, this thing dies on his fucking ass until I'm here. Right, shut the fuck up.
Right.
So this is the whole reason. The whole reason I won't go on Loose Women.
Have you been asked to go on that show?
Many, many times.
Oh, really? Which is your favourite lady on?
What's your favourite loose woman?
Yeah. Oh, it's like going into to have like a public toilet and saying, which cubicle do you want to have a shit in? None of them, thank you very much. They're as disgusting as each other. So that's why I won't go on it. I'll come on here because it's only slightly better with you two.
Right, I'll take that compliment and run with it if I was you. Either.
I wanted to ask you, Reg. Do you meditate regularly? Do you sort of do you get in contact with white sperm on a daily basis, or do you just let him flow over you when he feels like he wants
or
to
into
empty
a sock
himself
or anything like
no,
that?
No, I have contact with white sperm every day.
Every day,
me and sperm. Quite often, I will have sperm on me
right.
every day.
Right.
Because he's with me all the time,
is
my
he?
Sperm. Yeah. And I don't need a sock.
No.
I don't need a sock.
No.
That would numb it.
Right.
It would numb my connection with spermy.
Right. Speaking from experience.
Yeah, I wouldn't do a spermy thing. Yeah. But no, I do meditate, but I don't really need to. Because I'm so fucking good.
You are really good. Now, listen, we've got somebody that wants to have a reading, if that's all right with you, on the telephone.
I don't want to know their name.
No, okay.
I don't want to know where they're from
right.
or their name.
Okay.
Because this is... I need people to know.
Because there are, you know what, there are some people who doubt my abilities out there.
I can't believe that for a minute.
You can go on to the Google search. Go on to Google. Go on there. Yeah. And you look up fake psychic. You won't see me.
No.
You look up drunk psychic.
Yeah.
You won't see me.
No.
You look up psychic talking to dogs. You won't see me.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll see someone else then, will we? Okay.
Lots of them there. There's loads of pictures of all of them. The fake ones.
Right.
The fake ones. The drunk ones.
Right. But not you.
And the shite ones.
Right. But definitely not you.
I don't know why the fuck I'm doing that with me hand, because no one can see it.
Are you ready, Reg? Shall we ring up this lady?
Right, okay.
I won't tell you it's a lady.
I'm going. You're just giving something away. Cut that out.
Well, you're going to hear the voice, though, Reg.
Yeah, it could be a bloke in drag. Where are you in the 1980s where you don't fucking accept that sort of thing? No wonder you don't work for the BBC no more. Right.
I do.
Right.
He does.
Not after this, he fucking won't. Right. Let's just... If we connect with the person, I will then contact Spamie.
Okay.
I'm getting dialing of a number. That's what I'm getting. There you go. It's getting there.
Hello.
Oh. Hello, love. It's Reg Corker here. Don't give me any information about yourself. How are you, love?
Okay.
You're fucking laughing for? What the fuck is she laughing for? The fuck? How fucking rude is that?
Maybe she's got a cold.
I don't give a fuck. Right. Okay. Start again. 3, 2, 1. Start recording.
Oh, we're recording.
3, 2, 1. Hi. How are you, love?
I'm fine. Is that the Reg?
This is the Reg Cork. I've made your evening, haven't I?
Yeah. It's been very dull so far, yeah.
Right, you could have been a little bit quicker with that when I said that. You could have straight in. Right, okay. I'm going to give you a reading, love. Are you open to that?
Yeah, that's been fantastic. Thank you.
Right. I'm going to have to contact me spirit guide, White Spam. Right, I've got to go into a little bit of a trance before I get everything. Spam? Can you hear me? Spare me? Oh, Spam. Can't see you. Oh, there you are, Spare me. Come closer. Oh, Spam. Wash over me with your Spare me goodness. Oh,
it's
what?
Unsettling. Oh,
right, well, she shut the fuck off when I'm doing this. Who the fuck? Do you not vet these fuckers? Do you not? Right, lady whose name I don't fucking know yet, but I'll find out. Will you shut the fuck up? Right, cut that out.
I don't know my name.
Shut the fuck up. Right.
I'll edit that out for you.
You edit that out, right. Don't let that in. Right, okay. Spam. Oh, spam. Oh, spam. I'm in the midst of your warmness. Oh, spare me.
That is so grim. I'm sorry, Reg, carry on.
You all right, Reg?
Reg is composing himself here at the moment, madam. He's in the zone. I don't think I've seen him overcome with emotion like this before.
Oh, I've got a lot of spam. Spam is a good one. It's a good connection with spam tonight. Right. Spammy, can you connect with the lady on the other end of the phone? Oh, you can. Can you see her for me? Put her in my mind's eye, Spam. Right, okay.
What can you
see? Okay, I'm getting a lady. That's what I'm getting, a lady. Yeah. Now, your first name begins with, it's an A.
No, it's
okay,
not the same,
okay,
same
don't,
letter as...
Don't tell me what the fucking letter is.
Sorry.
Okay?
Sorry.
She's new to this shit, isn't she?
Fuck. It sounded like you needed a bit of help.
I need no fucking help, yo. You're a witch! Non-believer!
Right, okay, okay, I'm going to calm down now. She's a witch. Right, okay, okay, okay. Sperm, I'm sorry, Sperm. I know, Sperm, I know. They can't all be believers. Okay. So I'm getting a B. Does that mean anything to you? Okay, a C.
No. No.
A D.
No.
An E.
Are we going to go through the whole lot?
Well, until we get it fucking right, of course we are. You're going to cut this out as soon as I get to the right letter.
Naturally, yes. Yes. Of
is it, where does it go? F?
No.
G? H?
No, no it
goes. I? J?
Yes.
Oh, oh, I'm right. Okay.
Oh, well done, Reg. Oh,
right, well done, done, well done, Reg.
I'm getting a G. I'm getting a G. I'm getting a G. 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 Is your name Jeff?
No.
I'm getting a Jeff. No? Okay, okay. You couldn't have picked a fucking easier one, could you? Could you? Right, okay. Well, I'm getting your first name begins with a... Was it a G or a J?
A J. It was a J.
Are you fucking psychic?
No, I'm just... I'm saying
right,
what
shut the fuck up.
All right.
How do you know? I was not talking to my Sperm. And you, radio boy, shut the fuck up. Otherwise, you'll lose another fucking gig. Right, okay. Well, I'm getting...
Go through the alphabet for the second letter.
All right. Is she fucking for real or what? She does more talking on this fucking show than you do. Right.
Sorry about this, caller.
Right, okay, okay. What I'm getting is lots of people in a band. They're playing really shit music. Really shit. It's like they're all playing instruments and different songs all at the same time. It's not rock. It's not like a waltz.
I've only just gotten on.
No, it could have been played at the Cotton Club, love. It could have been played at the Cotton Club. I'm getting...
You're good.
I'm getting like jazz. Is that right?
Yeah, that's fucking amazing.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, I know I am, thank you. Right, I'm going to get something about you. About you.
Right.
Now.
Ominous, yeah.
I'm getting a lot of cock.
Getting more than me, then.
That was refreshingly honest, wasn't it?
My other half's away, that's why.
Oh, God.
Right. Does she use a strap-on when she's home?
No.
Oh, you said your other half was away, so I just thought she might wear a strap-on.
Who's strapping it on?
Your girlfriend.
Right, okay.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I should invest in one, you're right.
You should do, love, but that's not for this podcast, you dirty cow. Dirty. Oh, dirty. Dirty, skanky, skanky girl, skanky. Right, okay, okay, back to this. 3, 2, 1, start recording. Okay, Jazz. The jazz is coming because you've slept with a lot of musicians, is that right? You've slept with many, many, many musicians.
No.
Yeah, there's lots of them.
Only.
There's loads of them. There's loads. There's too many. Right, okay. She's a dirty one. Right, right. Okay, love, you probably understand that I've been fucking accurate tonight. So just say, don't put your own words in. Just say this. Reg, you've been accurate and great tonight.
Yeah, you've been impressive and accurate and great, Reg. Yeah.
Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you.
No, thank you.
Reg Corbin. Can we confirm that your name is Jazz for the listeners?
You got it spot on.
Spot on?
Yes, I know.
Can we get her off the phone now? Because she's really boring the fuck out of me.
Thank you. Thank you, Jazz.
Thank you, lovely lady. Thank you, lovely lady.
Oh, thank you very much, Fred. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Can we get rid of her now?
fuck off the line. Will she not fucking go?
Bye.
Okay, let's start recording like that's just finished.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jazz. Great, great. Yeah. Thank you, Jazz. Thank you.
Brilliant.
I think, as you can tell, me and White Spam got some very accurate things there.
You must be exhausted after that, Reg.
I'm very exhausted. And the great thing is I'm asking, because that reading was like 2.5 hours long.
It was.
I'm very accurate, but it's very personal. Yeah. Personal.
Very personal.
So I don't want you to put it all in. Just put the bit where I get a name right. That's fine. Okay. That's okay. Okay. It's great.
Fantastic.
Love you all. Love you and like.
Thank you, Reg. Best regards to Diddy Oldham as well.
Yeah. I have to look after Diddy and his feet problem. Right. I'm going now.
Going now. Bye, Reg.
I'll see you all later.
Bye.
Let's talk for the small, medium, and large. Yeah. There he goes.
That was good.
Carl's back. Did you sort Diddy out?
Yeah. He didn't have a shoe. Did Reg come in with a big shoe? Because he couldn't find his platform shoe.
Right, yeah.
Because he was trying to get out of the car and he couldn't because he was falling over. So I just sat there with the radio going.
There we are, at the end of another successful podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it was wonderful. Thank you so, so very much for being with us. And if you want to contact us, send us an email.
All the shit jokes.
I've had enough of that now.
Oh, no. More shit jokes.
God. More guesses for Mystery Noise. Oh, yes. What's that noise?
Yes.
And you give them another
clue. It involves a hairbrush.
Yes.
Exactly. It's hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk. That's hello@anytimepodcast.co.uk.
Only Meggie can hear you now.
I know, yeah. Lots of love to you all and see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Yvette and Glenn.
American corn farmers. A proud and chosen profession inspired through generations. Tested, resilient, and committed to giving back as much as they're growing. Pushing the boundaries of what's possible with every bushel, while replenishing every increasingly precious resource, like the reduction of soil loss by 40% with every acre grown. In a world where sustainability matters more than ever, we need all the help we can get. And there's no greater resource than the capable hands of American corn farmers.
This Pride, everyone's coming through for the Trevor Project on YouTube Shorts. Join us! Create a short showing how you're stepping up for Pride using the hashtag YouTubePrideChallenge. Come through for Pride on YouTube Shorts. Visit youtube.com/pride.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.